Psalm 149, 1 and 2. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song in his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. We have many encouragements to praise the Lord as individuals in Scripture, but praising the Lord within a group is the primary focus here. God's people, together, in our New Testament age, should praise the Lord within their own local congregation, just as the nation of Israel was to praise the Lord together. But we are to do more, too. Rejoice in the one who made us, and be joyful in our King. These are things that have special meaning when done together. We gather in agreement that the Creator is worthy of rejoicing, and we share in the joy of serving in unity an almighty, merciful, and loving King. God's people have an eternal and unbreakable bond. We will share heaven together with our Savior forever. We have the wonderful privilege of gathering here on earth, too, to worship the one who saved us individually and made us a family. Psalm 149, 1 and 2. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song and his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their King.